Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So the pattern should be familiar by now to anyone who's routinely on Facebook or uses Google search. You're looking up a term. It's a medical question. You're shopping for something maybe. Suddenly, that subject shows up in all the searches, the targeted ads. Those shoes, they just follow you around on your Facebook feed. Facebook and Google were watching and taking notes of your online behavior, and now your bank is going to get in on the action.
You know, that's true. I actually once was looking for some vacation spot like 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. To this day, I still get these
ads. Would you still like to go to Bora Bora?
Yeah, well, yeah, actually the answer is yes. But banks are now doing the same type of monitoring of your behavior, but they have the receipts and they can see where you spend your money, making for some highly targeted advertising heading our way. Ed Mrzynski is Senior Director of the Federal Consumer Program at the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. Ed, why does this sound even more pernicious than the other stuff?
Well, it's very simple. Facebook can look at your likes, can look at your friends, and kind of use an algorithm to predict what they might want to market to you. Google can use your searches to think, okay, he was looking at shoes, he was looking at sneakers, or whatever. And again, if you leave the shopping cart and don't buy anything, that half-empty shopping cart follows you the rest of your life, right? You know that. But the bank knows what you do with your money already, and they can do a much more targeted, much more intrusive guess of how to manipulate you. And it's not just showing you ads, it's also manipulating your behavior, suggesting to you that you need more stuff, you must buy more stuff. And the bank, of course, is getting a kickback from the company. So they know more about you, and they want to leverage it. It's just much worse, I think, in the long run than what Google and Facebook are doing. Although, don't misunderstanding. I don't like
that. I don't like that either. Okay. So how do we expect this to work? Because some banks and some credit cards already have the program where they get a kickback for like having you activate some deals, right? It's like, okay, if you shop here or you use hotels.com or go to this department store, Macy's, you get 5% back or something like that. Is it that same kind of program, only now they're going to push it towards you? They will
somewhere
in their competitors?
It's going to be much more of a push. And it might be a subtle nudge of a push, but it's not going to simply be, let's put out a set of cards for people to pick from. It's going to be more, they're going to convince you because they know more, they're able to target you more specifically, and they'll be getting bigger kickbacks as the companies decide, hey, this stuff from the bank works better than the stuff from Facebook. We're going to advertise with them. So, again, it used to be, and what people think it is that your bank is like a psychiatrist or a minister because it protects your money. It keeps it in a vault. Now your information is not going to be kept in the vault anymore. And it's worse if you don't just use a credit card, but if you also use your phone for online banking and online transactions, because your credit card doesn't have a GPS chip in it, but your phone does. And so you're walking around with that tracking system.
So, Ed, is there some practically useless way of opting out of this?
Well, I think it's a problem, and it's the reason that groups including California PIRG and others work to pass the California Consumer Privacy Act, and the industry is trying to kill that and pass a very weak federal bill. But right now you've got very mediocre opt-outs. We'd like to give people much better control of their information, but it's just not happening yet. People have to read bank privacy notices, and they find out after they've read them or had their lawyer read them that, hey, this doesn't give me any rights. It says they can do anything. So people pull out their hair. So we need a better system. We need stronger privacy laws. And I believe California is leading the way. and we're trying to make sure that Congress doesn't sink all the states that are trying to do better. So it's a work in progress.
Ed Mierzynski, Senior Director, Federal Consumer Program at the U.S. Public Interest Research Group.